house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house. Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, you saw the title of the episode already. You already know what you're walking into here. Welcome to this week's episode of Tossed Salads and Scrambled Eggs. I am your host, the nigga who dives in the lake of Lake WAP. Yeah, I don't know where I was going with that. But yeah, Trent. Welcome to this week's episode. This week, obviously, if you haven't already figured it out by how I started the episode, let's say you didn't happen to catch the title. This week's episode is called WAP and the Fun Police. So unless you've been living under a rock, and even if you have, they might have still found the way to get under the rock too. But yeah, unless you've been living under a rock, you have probably heard the new song by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion called WAP. WAP is a sound effect kind of thing. It's kind of, you know, WAP, 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 you know. To me, I imagine kind of that's the sound of ass being thrown or pussy being popped. You know, it's WAP, 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 because they even make the sound in the song and kind of allude to that. So there's that. But WAP is also an acronym for wet ass pussy. One of the best things in the world. Wet ass pussy. Amen. Yes. This week's episode, it's not quite, I mean, you know, it is what you're thinking, but it's also not what you're thinking. Because, of course, I got to start off being extra foolish because, let me tell you, once they announced there was going to be a song with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion, I happened to enjoy both of their music. When both of them drop music, I'm usually pretty appeased by what I hear. I know what I'm expecting, and they usually deliver. So putting them together on a track, I was like, "Oh yeah, we gonna get what we asked for here." I don't know what we getting here, but we gonna get some shit. And so, I went to sleep on time ish that night. And when I woke up in the morning to start jogging, before I went to work, I downloaded it to add to my workout playlist. So it was the first song I heard in the morning. And yeah, like if any of you have ever seen Family Guy, y'all know who Stewie Griffin is. Imagine me, I was running, you know, like walking and running and jogging and whatnot. And as I'm listening to the song, my head is slowly turning sideways. Like, what is this? Oh, because I listen to the explicit version. Y'all know I don't listen to no clean version of shit. So I'm listening to the explicit version, the dirty version. And oh, man, I'm just like, oh, my God. This is the content I signed up for, but God damn, like, it wasn't like they were saying anything I'd never heard before, but it was just, you know, that delivery, their delivery was just excellent. Just, mwah, just, yeah, wet ass pussy. Make that pull out game week. Woo, sheesh. Like, did y'all see them in that video? Like, whoo. Like, say what you will about either one of them, they both fine. Like, let's not kid ourselves. Both of them are fine. Like, some people would disagree, and that's your business. Fine, whatever. Stay away from me. But yeah, they fine. So I mean, you know, I was like, they really could not do any wrong with this song, except if they really did do some cleaned up sound and shit, like. Completely cleaned up sounding shit. Like, I'd be like, what is this? This is not what I came here for. I came for some foolishness. I came for some debauchery. You know what I mean? So let's go over the highlights of that so we can move on. Because literally, I will go, if any of you follow me on Twitter, which I'm pretty sure the people who mainly listen to this do follow me. If you go to my tweets from that day, that morning, you can see all that morning and all day, I was just wilding because I didn't really give a fuck, because I was like, yes, this song got me in a mood, let's just go with it. So yeah, I could literally go on and on about how much I enjoyed the song and giving it much praise, but I don't want to spend all episode doing that. I have other things I want to discuss. So let's get to these highlights real quick, and then let's move on to the rest of the episode. Highlights from WAP. So the video opens, and you get a fountain outside of a big-ass mansion-looking joint. And the fountain is of two thick-ass-looking women's, and there's water shooting out of the titties. There's water shooting out of the titties. As soon as I saw that and heard, "There's some hoes in this house, there's some hoes in this house," I was like, oh, yes, we about to get what we pay for, which, oh, yeah, let's get to it. I was like, first of all, you got that. And then I was like, so this is what I'm expecting. And then I was like, for it, like, two beautiful ass Megan's black. Cardi B is, what is Cardi B? Is she Puerto Rican? I don't know. She of color. That's all we need to know, nigga. So anyways, both of them beautiful, beautiful women. And a video of them half to three-fourths naked all video long. That's what we got. And it was, yes. Highlights some more choreography. They threw in some choreography with their little, you know, when they were in the purple and green room, I believe, and when they were in the water in the black, they was hitting that shit, and you know, they were just giving it to us. They had the Baps hair going. Like, if you've never seen Baps, that's with Halle Berry, and I cannot remember homegirl's name because she really hasn't been in much else since Baps, but if you've never seen Baps, go watch Baps. Baps is an awesome movie. I enjoy it so much. It was my brother's favorite movie. One of his favorite movies. So I've seen that motherfucker a million times. I might have it in here somewhere. But the point is, I need to rewatch that shit. That shit was everything. Baps was pretty hilarious. So there's that. Let's see, they had the Baps hair going, and then like midway through the video in Cardi's main verse, she had the Lisa Left Eye hairdo with the big old circles of hair, just the chain kind of thing going, and sheesh is the optimal word here for when they got to her lyrics there, because the lyrics, the outfit, and the tiger print, and the leopard print, and the things only covering up the areolas and the nipples. I've probably watched that video way too many times for how long it's been out. Like, I'm probably gonna watch it again after this podcast episode. I'm probably gonna crank on the TV and watch it again. Excellent stuff there. You know, Cardi B is known for doing that kind of shit, that she will have iconic hairstyles, iconic costumes, iconic outfits, that she just does the damn thing, and you know, everybody tends to give their blessing to it, and even if they don't, she makes it happen to, you know, represent those that came before her. And you know We're gonna talk about that later in the episode too, but you know, I think what really came to, I mean, I love the video, and then foolish ass comments I made. The most foolish that you need to be concerned about is me saying that if reincarnation is a thing, I'd like to be reincarnated as a snake or a tiger, one or the other. Like, just if you could just make me a tiger or a snake from that video, I think that would be fine. That would be just great. Holes in this house? All right, then I'm at the correct house. Let's all right. Yeah. Wet ass pussy. Holes in the house. Let's go. Right house. This is the correct house. I have pulled into the correct driveway. Yes. Yes. On my Ice Cube shit. Like, yes. Yes. It's what actually prompted this, a good chunk of what this episode is going to be about. These are things I've talked about before, Definitely, I've definitely talked about all these things and all these different types of people many times before, but, you know, I feel like it's relevant to rehash and rediscuss this again, because with a song like WAP that comes out, and, you know, it's a nice booty shaking song, and women gonna twerk that ass and shake that ass in the house since we all in a pandemic, and you motherfuckers better be in the house for the most part and wearing masks and washing your hands and washing your legs and shit. But yeah, women still throwing that ass to the song, and it's like everybody's having a good time and everybody's enjoying themselves, and, you know, everything's great until all of a sudden, wee woo, wee woo, wee woo, wee woo. That's my police siren sound. Or sorry, I just got off work, so that's a weak ass siren. But anyways, so yeah, you got just when everybody's having a great time and enjoying the music video and, you know, posting lyrics and posting gifs and, you know, just really having a good time like it was intended, here comes the motherfucking fun police. Ugh. God, I hate the fun police. Like, fun police is a whole bunch of prudes and fake prudes who just, they just don't want anybody to have a good time. Like, they, while everybody else having a good time, they're just pointing out all these different things that are like, the response is usually, can y'all just shut the fuck up, please? 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 Just shut the fuck up, please? Like, you don't have to ruin everybody's good time. Let people enjoy shit instead of trying to shut everything down. But that's what the fun police do. They find where everybody's having a good-ass time and shut it down. So, that's gonna be probably the meat of this episode. We talked about WAP, but we gotta talk about the fun police, a.k.a. the people who had all the goddamn think pieces in the world about how this was, this music video and this song is overly explicit, it's promoting sexual promiscuity, and it's degrading our women, and da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, seems like most women having a good-ass time here, they're not really offended and bothered by this, so why are you? So that brings us to our first member of the fun police. And that's your run-of-the-mill, usually, for the most part, heterosexual men stating that it's not appropriate or it's not ladylike or not wifey type material or it's sexually promiscuous material, and that any woman who created the song and women who enjoy the song are unworthy of somebody treating them right, which I really don't see how that works. Yeah, it's crazy. The men who got on Twitter, woke up, saw, may not have even heard the song, may have just seen some lyrics, or they might have heard the song once just so they could say they heard it, and decide to wake up and get their bitch ass on Twitter and complain and say, oh my God, it's a terrible song. They're awful women and da da da, and it's like, so it, you know, I've been, you know, it's, that happened last week. The video dropped last week, and the song's been out for almost a week now. And people, I've had time to think, you know, and I mean, this is what I'm about to say next isn't a new thought. It's not a new notion. It's just something that, hearing all the complaints and all the other stuff come to the surface, it really makes me remember that, you know, of my 32 years on this earth, like, there's something very interesting that I've had to learn over time, that just like where in a especially in these racially aggravating times of, you know, we're not allowed to be black just because we're awesome and people can't deal with it, you have, just like you have a host of white people, and I want to say, honestly, sadly enough, it's the vast majority that think like this, but it's a vast majority that understand there's a power differential between the black community and the white community, and they recognize that there's a power difference, that things are not equal and things are not equitable between what white people can do and what black people can do, although black people can do anything that white people can do just better. But I digress. That's not the point I was trying to make. The point I was trying to make is that just like you have a majority of white people who understand that there's this power differential and that racism is a very real thing and that systemic racism is a real thing, and not just something people are making up, is an actual thing that goes on each and every day for hundreds of years, that even though they recognize that power difference and understand that it's not equal, many of them don't want things to change. Like, think about it. Think about why it's been so many black men and women have been killed by predominantly, if not all, white police officers, and very few of them, if any of them, have gotten convicted or done any real time or gotten any real true punishment for it. Or even if they weren't cops, that these are people who killed black people who were doing nothing but minding their goddamn motherfucking business, and they got killed, and there's no justice. There's no, you know, they might get some TV time, but then they don't get convicted. They don't get sentenced to any prison time. They get a slap on the wrist at most, and everything's supposed to just go back to normal. But before I get too deep off into some racial stuff, because it's not that kind of podcast, y'all, but it's true. It's something we have to talk about. But just like there are those white people who understand there's a power differential between white people and black people, or people of color even, but more specifically black people, and understand there's that power differential and don't want anything to change, because that means that they have to give up that superior placing as far as power that they hold and access to things, that they have to actually share that. No, they don't want to do that. And that's why we have a lot of the problems that we have now. That's why we have so many of these situations where black people get shot and it's on the news for a little while, and then it just disappears into the background, and nothing really changes. Nothing legally changes. Nothing in the system actually changes. Just like there's that with white and black people, that same, a very similar struggle happens with men and women, that women don't have equal rights to men, whether explicitly or implicitly put into the universe. It is what it is, that women are not paid the same as men. That's over the last few years, that's kind of sort of started to change, but not nearly fast enough. It should have been, for something that should have been equal from the start, and once they realized it wasn't equal, it should have been instantaneously fixed. It's still an issue to this day. But the fact of the matter is, women don't have the same rights as men, and there are a lot of men who are fully aware, fully understand that women do not have the same power as men, or get the same access and get taken serious as men do. They understand that there's a power differential, and they simply don't want shit to change. And that brings us back to the men, or the so-called men, that call themselves complaining about WAP on the timeline, or complain about any other super explicit song or anything where women are happy and free and under the thumb of raggedy ass niggas. And quite frankly, it's disgusting. Because there are so, like I said, it's a majority. It's not just some. It's a vast majority of men who prefer that women be under their absolute control, that women are only here to suck their dick, fuck them, and serve them. That's it. That is their only viewpoint of women. Sort of how I feel like that majority of white people sees black people. But again, that's not what this episode's about. It's about these men who see women having a good time and enjoying themselves and being free and expressing their sexuality how they decide they want to express their sexuality, direct and just happy and free, And here they come. Like, oh no, if they're happy and free, that means that we don't get to control them. They don't do what we say, and we have to treat them with respect. Oh no. Oh no. And that's how they act. I feel like that's how they really think about that in their minds, that they really think, oh man, we got to start respecting these women and start giving them equal time, equal respect, equal pay, equal all this stuff. I don't want that. I like having more than them. I like to control them. I like to, you know what I'm saying? And those people, those type of men are trash. They are the scum of the earth. And as a wise man once said, yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell. So yeah, one member of the Fun Police are those type of men, raggedy ass niggas. You know, these are Twitter ass niggas. They come in, even this brand of Fun Police comes in different varieties. You have the politicians who are just insisting that, oh, this is out of control, and this is debate. This is destroying our children's futures and all that stuff. And it's like, oh, politicians. Oh, you mean the same married men who have escorts on the payroll and want to pretend like they don't, who over and over the years have gotten caught in sex scandals over and over again. Those politicians are the ones that are outraged. Okay. I'll take them seriously. Pfft, not. So you got those niggas. You got the Twitter niggas. The old asking for a threesome but can't please one woman men. So-called men. These are the men of, my wife needs to be a porn star, but she needs to have only slept with one nigga or zero niggas. Like, houseway. That, if you want to hear more about that, there's a couple of different episodes I talked about that specifically last week. Or was it last week or the week before? Everything's mushing together. Y'all know. COVID, Rona, all this shit. Ugh. But anyways, the Twitter niggas are another set of niggas who just want to go on there. Some of them, that's how they really genuinely feel. That's what they genuinely believe. And then you have the other part of that population who are literally just tweeting that shit just so they can get retweets and likes. Like, they that's not even what they truly believe, but they will say anything for likes and retweets and to have a tweet go viral. Like, they're so annoying. Like, those people are just as annoying as those men are just as annoying as the men who truly believe that bullshit, that, you know, it's just evil, it's a terrible song, and da-da-da-da, whatever. You know, it really comes down to one of my previous Twitter names over the last week. Like, who the fuck asked your opinion? Nigga, who asked you? Who asked you what you thought about this video and this song? Because, honestly, nobody asked you, and nobody cares about your stupid fuck-ass opinion. Like, shut up and sit down. And like I said, these are men who feel like women should have no power, should only speak when spoken to. And if they're not under a man's full control, they don't want nothing to do with it. They want a woman with no agency, no desires of her own. And really, to end off on this particular part of the Fun Police, the Loser Brigade, I say this. Fuck off. Like, fuck the fuck off, please. Go drink a bottle of bleach and go sit in early morning traffic, please. Go sit in 5 o'clock traffic with two bottles of Clorox and leave us alone. Leave us fun, normal people alone, okay? So you got those people. And then, of course, if we're going to talk about other parts of the Fun Police, we got to talk about the pick-me's. What are pick-me's? These are, they're not too far off from those same men, because what they're usually doing, specifically the women pick-me's, they're usually shitting on the women that are having fun and enjoying themselves, saying, oh my God, this is a terrible song, this is degrading women, and da-da-da-da, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B are horrible examples of women, and da-da-da-da, and this and that. And they shit on, you know, celebrity women, other women of all kinds, just to appease the men mentioned in the other part of the Fun Police Brigade. Like, those are the women who were saying all these things and going down all this road to try to appease those men and be like, oh, if those men see me saying the same thing as them and that this is a terrible song and no woman with self-respect should enjoy these songs or be shaking her ass, twerking is a mating call and da 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 da. And I'm like, let people have a mating call, goddamn it! Stop being a motherfucker, you bastard. You know, they do all this shit to appease those same men and try to catch the eye of those men who are saying, you know, hey, women shouldn't be having fun. They don't realize, one, you don't really want that kind of man. Like, you absolutely don't want to be appeasing those kind of men. As many a wise woman on my timeline has said, if you tweet something and too many raggedy ass niggas like and retweet with comment your shit, you done said some wrong shit. Like, it's a sad but awkward truth. Like, if you say something and you get a whole bunch of Twitter ass niggas, a whole bunch of those kind of men that I mentioned previously, you get a whole bunch of politicians agreeing with you and shit, and they're all men, you probably done said the wrong shit in some form or fashion. I just need you to know, you sir probably fucked up. There's that. For those women, it's like, I need y'all to understand, one, as I just said, you don't want these kind of men, the men you're trying to appease, that by, you know, saying that women shouldn't be enjoying this, and, you know, just in general saying people shouldn't have a good time, and the world's coming to an end, it's all evil because everybody's worried about sex and debauchery, we're in Sodom and Gomorrah. Shut the fuck up. Which brings us to our next set, but before we get to them, pick-me's, it doesn't work, and if it works, you get the kind of nigga you deserve, quite frankly. If that kind of shaming and guilting of women works for you and it gets you the attention of some man, Godspeed to who you get. My Godspeed for you, because you're probably gonna get some raggedy ass nigga and you're not gonna realize it until it's too late. Your problem, not mine. So that brings us to the last main portion of the Fun Police, which is your Christians, and it's not even necessarily just Christians, but it's gonna be your religious folk. It's gonna be those people, those church people, your church mama, your people who supposedly go to church every single day of the week and live in their Bible and are quoting it 24/7. And they're just like, yes, like I said, those are the people that you're usually going to get saying that this is like Sodom and Gomorrah. And like everybody who likes this song and is participating in all this twerking and all this stuff is going to hell and all this stuff. I'm like, you know, I'm not big to talk religious on my podcast because, you know, I'm talking about love, sex, and relationships. There's so many things that I agree with that most religions don't agree with, and it is what it is. But the crazy thing with religion is that, yeah, people will come and quote all these things and be like, oh yeah, our world is becoming Sodom and Gomorrah. People have no morals, and, you know, only somebody with low ethical aptitude would like this kind of music and should reevaluate their life and all that shit. And it's like, you know, I don't know about y'all, but religious folk are some of the people who consider themselves religious folk of any religion. You know, those people are some of the most judgmental ass people you will ever meet. That they are just determined to let you know that any and everything that you're doing is going to get you sent to hell and you need to repent and all this good stuff. And I'm like, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like in the case of Christianity anyways, I'm talking about Jesus, Black Jesus, and God and all that, I feel like for the kind of things that are often taught in the church, and this goes even outside of Christianity and Catholicism and all that stuff and whatever denomination of church that you participate in, I feel like one of the main messages that's always given is that, you know, judge not lest ye be judged, and, you know, it's not our place. That, you know, if you are a Bible-thumping, whatever you want to call yourself, Bible-thumping, blah, 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 you know that if you've actually read the whole Bible, or if you haven't just pulled verses arbitrarily and actually read the verses before and after those main verses you want to spit out and use for your own gains and stuff, you would know that Jesus used to hang out with the whores and the prostitutes and the poor people and all those kind of people that you're saying are going to go to hell for enjoying this and enjoying that. Jesus, that's the kind of people Jesus hung out with on a regular basis. He wasn't trying to hang out with no regular people. He was trying to hang out with everybody equally. So, you know, for you to be judgy and trying to tell everybody what they can and can't do, what they're doing is and isn't going to send them, you can also fuck off. And I mean, I know that's kind of harsh to say fuck off to religious people, because, you know, they're just trying to follow religion as hard as possible, but fuck off. Like, I don't like, it's really fucked up, because the crazy thing is, the wild ass truth of it is that so many Christians, or so-called Christians, who are like the super judge, I'm not saying just all Christians in general, but I'm saying like the super judgy ones, the ones that are always wagging their finger at you anytime you're having fun, and always got a verse for you for whatever kind of fun you're having, usually these are the same people who are raggedy in other ways, that in ways that I feel like if you weigh that versus all the proclaiming the word and stuff that they do, the horrible shit they do on the other side outweighs it. Like, you usually have people who are doing the same thing that they're telling you, guilting you about, and they're trying to shame you about. They're doing the same thing or advocating for the same thing behind closed doors, if not worse. Like, I don't know about y'all, but growing up going to church on a regular basis, some of the most wild shit I've ever heard in life, as far as life situations and shit, happened at church. That a lot of the old ladies that have been at the churches I've attended, them some cussing ass, I don't give a shit, praise God ass women, if I've ever met some, and they are wonderful. Church mamas are, they can be awesome sometimes, and church grandmothers, oh Lord. Lord, they're either really awesome or really aggravating. But the point is, some of the most wild, scandalous shit that you will ever see or hear about in life happens within the walls of the church, or start in the walls of the church and expand out from when you're not at church. And so it's crazy to see certain people just go in and in about, you know, praise God and God wouldn't want this and that, like they just are a super representative of God, and yet they're probably doing something equally as bad, or the exact same thing, or worse. Like, they could be doing any of those things, and, you know, they're just doing it because they think, oh, nobody's ever going to find out, so they just do whatever the fuck they want, and they will shame and guilt everybody that they can up until the moment they get busted. Once they get busted, they're on hush mouth. They're like, oh my God, my secret's out. I can't call these people raggedy because I'm actually the raggedy one here. Oh my God. So, you know, is the fun police are some aggravating ass motherfuckers. Like, They're usually really awful people. If they're any one of those three, or even a combination of those three members of the fun police that I mentioned, they are usually awful human beings that you just really don't want to associate yourself with them, because they don't enjoy life. They're too busy trying to shame you and guilt you about you having fun. They mad because they ain't having the same fun. And, you know, they could just join in and let people live, and if they don't necessarily agree with it, shut up and let people do what they gonna do, and you mind your business over here, drink your water, take your vitamins, and shut the fuck up, you know, as I often advocate for people to do. Drink your water, take your vitamins, work out, and shut the fuck up, you know? That's what I'd do if I didn't agree with some shit that people was doing on time. I'd shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. So, you know. And as I said earlier in this episode, you know, there's so much outrage about this song. And, you know, so between social media and real life, you have so many people with this selective outrage bullshit. Because I'm like, y'all acting like this is the first explicit ass song. The first explicit song ever in life, number one. And then some of y'all acting like, on top of that, that this is the first explicit song from either one of these artists. Like, Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B are known for talking about fucking, sex, riding niggas' faces, getting their ass ate, sucking dick, putting Mack trucks in little garages, bum bum, you know. It's not the first time they've talked like this. This is how they've been rapping since their inception. And this isn't nothing new. Like, it's even taking it out of context of them. It's nothing new for them. And it's nothing new for music. It's nothing new for hip-hop or rap. Like, R&B, rap, rock, country, you name it. There's been sex and explicit and wildness in music for decades. For decades. Like, there was a tweet circulating online of this really old sounding, this like ragtime sounding song of this lady talking about, I got a big old stomach and some titties or something, and I'm going to fuck you. And I don't quite remember the full song. I don't remember who it's by. I need to find that out. But oh my God, that shit had me cracking up, not only for the song individually by itself, but whoever the fool is on Twitter who put it over the WAP track and put it over Cardi B's verse. And oh my God, it was so fucking ridiculous and so funny. And so, like I said, these songs, this is nothing new, especially to the rap and hip hop game. Like, women, an artist talking about sexually explicit things. Hello, like, I could name a million women who have, not a million women, but I can name a bunch of women who have done this shit before Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B. I mean, you got Missy, you got Lil' Kim, you got Foxy Brown, you got Kaya, you got Shauna, you got so many women who paved the way for Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B, that they wouldn't be able to come out with this dope ass song if it weren't for the fact of Lil' Kim and Trina, Lord, Trina. Certain people had to walk so that these people could run. So, you know, before we could get, you know, Kegel on the dick and, you know, Your Honor, I'm a freak bitch, and, you know, all the many filthy things that they said on WAP or wet ass pussy, we had to start off with, I used to be scared of a dick. Nah, I throw lips to the shit. Handle it. Heather Hunter, Janet Jack me, all that. To, you know, 21 carats. How many times I need to come, you know. How you had to have getting. I was getting some head. Getting some head. Oh, that song went so hard. That song went so hard, y'all. Like, when I tell you, back in what, that was 2005, 2006, when I tell you I had my little iPod Nano and I used to play that shit multiple times a day, every day, I mean that shit. That is exactly what the fuck I did. That you had Lil' Kim and you had Trina dancing on nigga, like, rapping about popping on niggas' faces and nigga put your face in his pussy and, you know, I got an ass so big like the sun. I hope you got a mouth for a dick. I want to run, shove it, slap it in my face, shove it down my throat. Nigga, where's your blunt? I can make this pussy smoke. Like, oh my God. Like, so many women who have had so many dope songs and lyrics, explicit and wild and free and sexual. And, you know, so songs like this have been being made for years and decades, and that's, like I said, that's just in the hip hop rap genre. We're not even talking about we can go into R&B. You got Adina Howard. Oh man, you got Adina Howard. You got Jill Scott. It does have some nasty tracks. While she sings about a little bit of everything, we all really go super up for her filthy nasty when she really talking about getting down to the get down. Jill Scott, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy. But yeah, you know, just that's just this is not anything new. Like, this isn't like a new frontier where we've never heard anything this explicit or this wild ever. Like, so many other women before them drop some dope ass rhymes, and you know, I don't like people want to be so outraged, like, shut the fuck up, like, you outraged about this today. But then where was this outrage when Future has dropped all the hundreds of songs that he has dropped that have been just awful and been just really sexually filthy and all that stuff? What about when Future was dropping shit and still is dropping shit? What about Plies? I know y'all remember that segment of time where Plies was just dropping all the filthy, that sweet pussy ass music, like Miss Pretty Pussy, Pretty Pussy, get it hot and good shit, hot and good shit, like all that kind of shit. You know what I mean? Like when Plies was dropping back to back songs about pussy, sweet pussy. You know what I mean? You know, so many men before them have. What about Tip Drill? Oh, Tip Drill. Like, well, now we're going into a whole different episode. So let's not even. Because I was listening to JadenXD over the last few days, and I was listening to their uncut episode. I'm like, they just reminded me of a lot of filthy ass songs that men have made over the years. That I'm like, I mean, there was outrage for these songs, some of these songs, but not nothing nearly like what Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B are getting for this shit. So yeah. Really, I just need people to allow people to have some fun. That if it's not your cup of tea, pass it on and let it pass over and come back when shit has calmed down. Like, you ain't really got to come on here and try to police everybody else. Let others enjoy shit, okay? Like, people don't interrupt you when you're living your boring ass, stale ass life. Don't come bothering people having fun and being out there and being comfortable in their sexuality. Like, go somewhere with that bullshit. So again, this is gonna be another short one. You know, usually my episodes usually get two juicy ass segments, like 40 minutes, 45 minutes apiece. I think that's for this week. That's all I got for you. I got a few more episodes in me before I'm gonna call this a season. And the next time y'all will hear from me after I end the season, which is probably gonna be when school starts in a week or two, is y'all will hear from me next in December, after I have finished another semester. By then, I'll probably got a few podcast episodes in me, so I'm just going to write all my ideas down, and when I have some time, just record them back to back to back to back to back, and have those sitting ready for y'all in December, when hopefully we got a little bit more lax and hopefully a little bit more freedom. But with this whole Rona shit, y'all already know what it's looking like, so... hope you enjoyed this week's episode, WAP and the Fun Police. WAP standing for wet ass pussy. With that wet ass pussy. Yeah. Shake that thing. Yeah. Ass cheeks. Clapping. Let's go. So on that, arch that ass. So with that being said, you know, if you like the episode, share it with your friends. Listen to the old episodes. You know, I'm on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you can possibly hear this, or Google. I think it's on the Google Store too. Just look up Tossed Salads and Scrambled Eggs. Look for Trent and enjoy other episodes of me just talking about different shit within love, sex, and relationships. Hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I will talk to y'all soon. Peace.